There are news reports from the Vatican that the condition of Pope John Paul II has worsened. His health has been described as very grave over the last day. Yesterday evening, he received the sacrament for the sick and dying. There are correspondents standing by in Rome and at the Vatican to bring us news updates as they occur. There is a papal succession procedure, of course. Here is Slate's Andy Bowers with an explainer.
According to centuries-old tradition, the papal election is handled entirely by the Sacred College of Cardinals. The college consists of no more than 120 cardinals under age 80. Cardinals over 80 are not allowed to vote for a new pope. 15 to 20 days after the pope's death, the cardinals will convene in the Sistine Chapel for a secret meeting known as the conclave. There, they'll be handed strips of paper emblazoned with the Latin words that mean, "I elect as supreme pontiff." Each cardinal will write down the name of the fellow cardinal he'd like to see elevated to pope and place the ballot in a chalice. Technically, any Catholic man's name can be submitted, but cardinals vote for other cardinals almost without exception. A cardinal is not supposed to vote for himself. The votes will be counted by the Camerlengo, who's the head of the college and the man who manages the pope's secular affairs. An assistant will then bind the ballots together with a needle and thread. A victor must receive more than two-thirds of the votes, so it's unlikely anything will be decided after the first round of ballots. If a vote is inconclusive, the ballots will be mixed together with straw and burned in the fireplace. The resulting black smoke signals to those outside that the election isn't over yet. In past elections, the voting continued until a candidate received a two-thirds majority, but in 1996, John Paul tweaked the rules. There are now certain circumstances under which an absolute majority can suffice. Once the decision is made, the ballots will be burned without straw. The resulting white smoke is the signal that a new pope has been chosen.
That papal succession explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers, with help from Brendan Kerner.